Hello, I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and here's a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on SearchSMB.com. SMBs risk being caught without the means to manage their storage if they let themselves be lured by enterprise-class products with entry-level price points, reports news writer Seamus McGillicuddy. Nearly 45% of SMBs recently surveyed by Gartner named storage as a top hardware purchase initiative in 2007. Many will buy high-end systems in an attempt to get a handle on their exploding storage demands. But experts warn that a high-end system alone, without services support, can leave some businesses with systems they can't afford to manage. Charles King, a principal analyst at Pundit Research, told Seamus, "If you look at the volume of information that companies are storing, it's been growing by 30 to 50% per year for the last 7 or 8 years. Even small businesses are acquiring amounts of information that would have been difficult for a large organization to deal with just a few years ago." As a result, King sees an explosion of the IT services business as more SMBs demand products that will take the management burden off deployment. IBM is one of the first big-name vendors to offer enterprise-like products to medium-sized companies, and it makes a lot of money doing it. IBM Global Services has become the company's largest division with more than 175,000 employees, and it generates more than 40% of the company's revenue. IBM Chairman Sam Palmisano, speaking this week at Partner World in St. Louis, called on partners to help grow its SMB business and predicted that the mid-market would become IBM's largest customer segment within 5 years. Already, IBM's mid-market sales are poised to surpass its financial services business, according to some reports. Providing services to that market segment could indeed throw IBM over the top in sales. Let your customers drive your content management system selection. It'll only grow your bottom line. That was the message Anthony Wilson, Director of Client Services at New York-based Molecular Inc., gave to attendees at last week's AIM Conference and Expo. Wilson said there's a fundamental shift in the digital world, and content does not stand alone anymore. What worked for one company may not work for others, especially SMBs. IT professionals at SMBs need to consider the context of any recommendation they are given, whether by a friend, colleague, or analyst. Ask detailed questions about usage and what criteria was used to evaluate systems, Wilson said. Your needs and goals probably aren't an exact match. It's also important, Wilson warned, to look into the corporate standards at your company. There may be some content management systems, and you'll need to work within those standards to find a system. This approach reduces licensing costs and simplifies maintenance for IT, Wilson said, but does not always assure the right system is used for each application. In addition, SMBs need to understand what a successful enterprise content management system needs to flourish, including corporate compliance, Web 2.0 technologies, and the use of multi-channels. Once you know your organization is ready for a content management system, it's time to create a portrait of your ideal system. Start with your goals. Know what your budget is, your business case, the type of application you need, the environment it'll be in, and the human aspect. Then you can focus on the detailed requirements such as security, administration, collaboration, architecture, etc. Focus on the user, content, and lifecycle. Inventory and identify all content. Do a metadata analysis. This will help you connect the content as well as the user experience. Research vendors, review analyst reports, attend trade shows, and talk to experts. You know what your variables will be, so you should know what you're looking for. Create a quantitative evaluation framework. Rank each vendor and how they rate for each of your requirements. Add up the numbers. Ideally, one vendor will stand out, but in reality, a few will fall in the upper middle tier. This is your shortlist. Then you want to meet with your shortlist. Good vendors will expect things from potential clients. When you first meet, make sure you have documentation of what your requirements are, content types, use cases, and workflows, as well as a reasonable timeline. Meet with each vendor 2 or 3 times, as this is not a decision you should rush into. Holding multiple meetings leaves time for questions and time to build your relationship. Also, be open. There's no reason to hide information from your vendor. Think about questions to ask ahead of time, and don't ask questions with obvious answers such as, "Is it an easy process?" Instead, ask, "What is the hardest part of the implementation and why?" Get them to talk details. You should also have expectations for the vendors you meet. Make sure you receive written responses, case studies of similar work, a proposed architecture, and cost breakdowns. In the end, the process needs to be driven by your consumers. Wilson compared the process with online dating. First, you think about doing it. Maybe ask friends or family what they think. Next, you look online at the people who are out there. Then you reach out to the people who pique your interest, followed by a few first dates, and then narrowing down the list and entering into a long-term relationship with one. The decision to purchase an enterprise resource planning system can lead to some challenging questions for IT professionals at SMBs, including, which one offers the proper fit of software to business processes? How fast is too fast when it comes to implementing the system? And what effect will Oracle versus SAP battle have on my organization? This week, check out our ERP IT Management Guide for tips and articles that answer those questions and more for IT pros tasked with launching ERP systems. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on SearchSMB.com. I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and thanks for listening.